18. Panda form, tripartite. Netherton, seated on the floor, watched Thomas gurgle at the nanny. Panda form now, tripartite. Each of its three resulting units was identically adorable. Prior to having Thomas, he supposed he'd have found this gently bumbling trio no more agreeable than Ash's tardybot. But now it delighted Thomas, and for that he thought the better of it. A lovely boy, Wilf, Lobeer said from the kitchen table where Rainy was pouring tea. Has your mother's eyes? Lobeer having never met his mother, Netherton assumed she'd checked whatever Akashic record for eye color. It hadn't occurred to him that Thomas's eyes were particularly like his mother's. He has his own eyes, he said, and rolled a plaid felt ball in his son's direction. One third of the nanny lunged for it, toppling rotundly over in the process. Neither would it have occurred to him to have Lobeer up for tea. The invitation had been Rainey's idea, her friend at the last minute having canceled their afternoon at the Tate. Wilf tells me, Rainey said, putting down the teapot and taking the seat opposite Lobeer, that America in your new stub elected a woman president, before Gonzales, but that they aren't necessarily that much happier than people were here with the opposite outcome. They don't wake each day with renewed gratitude for that particular bullet having been dodged, no, said Lobeer, but that's simply human nature. Meanwhile, in a world still subject to the other key stressors in our shared history, and with a complexly leveraged international crisis, one potentially involving nuclear weapons, Wilf, Rainey said sharply, you haven't mentioned that.
Only learned of it last night, he said. Didn't want to tell you last thing before bed.
What crisis? She asked Lobeer. One involving Turkey, Lobeer said. Syria, Russia, the United States, and NATO. The new president finds herself in a position arguably worse than the one that confronted Kennedy in Cuba in 1962. She has quite a solid grasp of brinkmanship, in my view, but the auntie's best projections are quite grim. Lobeer stirred her tea. You're in crisis management yourself, Rainey, she sipped, as well as making an excellent pot. Herod's afternoon, Rainey said. I've just sent you a précis of the crisis, Lobeer said. Your sense of things would be most welcome should you care to read it. Thank you, said Rainey. Thomas began to cry then, rather half-heartedly, so Netherton moved to pick him up. The panda forms in rolling out of his way became more spherical than he imagined any actual panda could.